Okay, so moving further, sort of more up to date. I understand recently that NASA has floated the idea or looking for expressions of interest on the three big grey steel mobile launch platforms that were originally built for the Apollo era and then adapted and reused for the shuttle era. What's happening there? Are they going to be preserved, melted down, moved somewhere else?
Well, nothing has been firmly decided on that. You know, we've requested information from potential users, and we, you know, there are possibilities that industry and academia might be able to find for them that we no longer, you know, have a use for. You know, in the future going forward, we're going to have one of the crawler transporters that will take the new mobile launcher out to launch the Space Launch System with the Orion capsule on top.
Mm-hmm.
But the shuttle era mobile launch platforms are, you know, they're just nothing that we have a current need for. They're gigantic, and they may be a use in some industry that I cannot foresee. I mean, potentially oil industry. You know, we're, again, part of our plan is to open this up for people to tell us what they might want to use them for, and then we'll work with them.
I guess part of the challenge, of course, is their size and weight. I assume that when they were built on site, were they? They weren't actually floated or driven from another location where they were manufactured. They were constructed at the Kennedy Space Center, is that correct?
I believe, well, at least they were assembled at the Kennedy Space
Center. Right.
And, you know, as far as, you know, perpetuating the use of equipment, we really and truly are doing everything we can to continue to use historic equipment. For instance, the crawler transporters that we were talking about that were constructed to carry the massive Apollo rockets out to the launch pad. We have been, during the period now after the space shuttle retired and as we get ready to take on the next era of human spaceflight, we've made modifications to their powertrain, to their treads. We have put new pistons in and upgraded the brakes. And we have photos that are available on the web at the KSC Media Gallery, and you can take a look at that. And we also have refurbished Launch Pad 39B, which launched many of the space shuttle flights and also a lot of the Apollo-era flights. And it's now what we call a clean launch pad. It has the pad surface and the appropriate, it will have the appropriate flame trench to deflect and divert the flames and exhaust at liftoff. But the concept will be different, whereas during the Apollo and shuttle flights, you would roll out to the launch pad on the crawler transporter and the mobile launch platform and leave the rocket there. And then lots of plumbing and electrical connections were made, and it took weeks to get ready to go fly after the vehicle was on the launch pad, subjecting the vehicle to weather issues and also to the corrosive nature. So the new way of doing business, the new paradigm is that the rocket will be rolled out to the launch pad already virtually fueled and ready to go, and it could conceivably go out one day and be ready to launch the next day.
Wow.
So we're looking at ways of using materials from the past in a more economic way for the future, and in doing so, that also opens up that launch pad for multiple users, not just NASA, but potential commercial companies. So because we are, you know, in the mode also not only of preparing to launch our SLS Orion combination to continue exploration deeper out into space on the asteroid mission and other future goals, but we also have the Commercial Crew Program underway, where we have industry partners that are going to take over the role of flying our astronauts to the International Space Station.
Right. And I believe there's expressions of interest being called for the use of Pad 39A and or B. Is that right?
Yeah. Pad 39A is, you know, we have asked commercial parties to let us know about their interest, and there will be a decision made on that sometime in the future. Pad 39B, we already know that NASA wants to use it, but we're open to sharing it with other users.
Right. So with 39A, the fixed launch structure is still there from the shuttle era. Will that be removed as part of this next process, or is that really going to be determined by what these partners
actually
want to do?
Yeah, that's going to be determined by the users. We left it there pending a decision on who would be utilizing that launch pad, because you never know. There are elements of the fixed service structure that a commercial partner might find useful, and rather than tearing it down and having to rebuild something, we left it there pending a decision on who was going to use it and how they may use it.
Sure. So the last launch from the 39A was Discolantis, wasn't it, in 2011. Yeah. Has that structure been maintained? Is it continuing to be painted and things like that, or is it sort of starting to weather in the flow?
Well, we're not maintaining it to the same level that we did during the shuttle era. It's not entirely mothballed. We have taken down power from the launch pad, but we are visiting, we are providing minimal maintenance to it in order to preserve it for the next user.
Right.
The folks who have worked out there forever know exactly how to take care of it, and they're taking care of it. We're just not devoting the amount of time to it that we did during the shuttle
Sure.
era.
Sure.